Listening to the Indie Era on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Aoife Mac. And that was the Vinnie Club with the fabulous It's Not You, It's Of, taken from the soon-to-be-released debut album from the Vinnie Club, Recce 4 Records. And I had to play that. I received the promo album in the post tonight, courtesy of the Richter Collective, and had to start the show with that. Now, they're going to be releasing that album in Andrews Lane Theatre on the 31st of May. So do keep in touch with the Vinnie Club on myspace.com/thevinnieclub or through richtercollective.com. To find out more about when you will be able to get your hands on this album itself. I've had a listen to it and it's excellent. I was driving down to the country listening to it with the windows rolled down and caused quite a commotion because it's like Game Boy music and it's really, really good fun. So what is happening this week, I wonder? We do have the lovely Mary Healy on the line to tell us where to go, what to be doing with ourselves. Mary, how are you?
I'll tell you where to be going now. There's loads on this week, actually. Tonight, Aoife Doyle is playing in the Bewley's Cafe Theatre, and the King Kong Club is on in Pravda. I think it used to be on Tuesdays, was it? And they've moved it now till Thursdays.
Mm.
It's a better night, I think.
Yeah.
And they'll probably get way more people in, make the crack. Then tomorrow night, Noise Control are playing in Magruder's, and that's featuring Simon F. and Conky. The Acoustic Lounge is on in Thomas Reed's in Smithfield, and that's now hosted by the wonderful Ross Breen, who we had on the show about a year ago now. Played a few songs for us.
That's right.
And then another Leakslip person, Dave Geraghty from Bell X1, is playing in the Button Factory tomorrow night as well. Then Saturday the 10th, Nada Surf are playing in the Village. Ria Cerniak is playing Bewley's Cafe Theatre, and I Like Trains, with support from Michael Knight, are in Crawdaddy. So that's all on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, Foggy Notions presents Man Man in Whelan's, and support there is from the former Soviet Republic and Chavu. I always have issues with pronouncing everything. But, yep, it's Man Man is headlining there. Also on Sunday night, Iron and Wine are playing in the Olympia Theatre. So if you like your kind of chilled out music, definitely go along and have a look at them.
That should be brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
I've heard they're great live.
Yeah.
Their new album is fantastic. I've been listening to it. And I can't remember what it's called, but it's really good. It's great.
We'll let you know.
Thanks.
Then also on Sunday, the Sunday Roast, as usual, is on in Thomas Reed. Then Monday, Ben Ottewell is playing Crawdaddy. Now, he's the guy with the really gravelly voice from Gomez.
Oh.
So he's going to be playing Gomez songs, but just by himself. So I shall be at that one. I love his voice.
Mm.
So it remains to be seen how the songs work out with just him, but sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth checking out, and there's still tickets available.
Cool.
I think if you go onto Ticketmaster. Then Saul Williams is also playing on Monday the 12th, and support there is from the Informatics, who were on our show a few months back as well.
Mm-hmm.
Saul Williams is amazing. I saw
yeah.
him at Electric Picnic last year, and he just... No, not last year, the year before last.
Mm-hmm.
And he just blew everyone away.
Cool.
Two different sets. Also on Monday, Angus and Julia Stone are playing in the Sugar Club. And then on Tuesday, Forever presents a double headliner in the Sugar Club, and it's featuring rising Texas electronic rock revelers, is how
mm-hmm.
they're described here. They're called the Octopus Project, and the other headliners are Montreal's Moog Punks. They're called Duchess Says. So that's €14 in, so pretty good for a double headliner.
Cool.
Apparently, they say they're not household names here yet, but watch this space. some good publicity. Then also on Tuesday, Yeasay are in Whelan's, and The National are in the Olympia, and they're playing Wednesday and Thursday night as well. So I shall be showing my face at those as well. Wednesday night, the Zodiac Sessions, as usual, is on in Brussels. Redivider is in Beauty's Cafe Theatre, and X-Models are playing in Transformer, and I looked it up, and it says this is in Parliament Street underneath Thomas Reed, so it must
yeah.
be where the Oak used to be. I didn't
yeah.
realise it had changed. So,
you know, there's a downstairs room there underneath Thomas
yeah.
Reed's. Yeah, it's just in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so the Oak is gone, is it? Or did
no,
they just
no,
change the name?
No, the Oak's still there. It's just that there's... yeah, I guess it's just changed the name. Yeah, you know, I think so. I think the Oak is still there.
Like the Oak. Yeah. Leave it alone. But support there for X-Models is from Sea Dog, Bats and Skinny Wolves Club.
Oh, great.
Then this day next week, Battles are playing in Vicar Street
mm-hmm.
with support from Chrome Hoof and Redneck Manifesto. And they're actually playing Oxygen this year, so if you want to watch them without the mud.
Yeah.
And
that's going to be a great gig, actually.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, they're brilliant. I saw Battles... not the last time they played in Tripod, but the time before that in the Temple Bar Music Centre. It was about maybe, I'd say maybe this time last year, maybe in late summer. I can't remember exactly when, but it was brilliant. It was one of the best gigs of last year. It was absolutely amazing, you know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many people turn up now that Atlas is on every ad on telly at the moment.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good point. So it could be even more people there because both of those shows apparently were, the Temple Bar Music Centre one was packed.
Yeah.
And the one in Tripod was even more packed than that. So, you know, yeah, but they're fantastic live. It's really, really, really a great show. And also then to see the Redneck Manifesto as well. They rarely play now these days, so it'd be great to see them as well. And
indeed.
Chrome
Hoof,
so
that'd be a really, really good one to go to. And Vicar Street would be a brilliant venue for them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be here. But then, of course, I'm happy. But yeah, I'm sad to miss that gig, actually. It should be an absolute cracker. So that's in Vicar Street next Thursday night to Battles, Chrome Hoof and the Redneck Manifesto. Anything else? I mean, that's a mad week for gigs.
There's actually, it's a jam-packed week. There's loads that I've left out.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bit of a route around in the various listings online. And you'll find all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Go to maybe entertainment.ie or one of those. There's
mm-hmm.
there's an absolute rake of gigs on this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Isn't it great?
Choice.
Good stuff. Cool. Thanks, Mary.
No
and
worries,
we will be talking to you next week or
okay.
the week after. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mary. Bye. So the lovely Mary Healy with the gig guide, as always, and big thanks to her for doing that. And as she said, it is an absolutely jam-packed week for gigs, and such is the gig season, I suppose. It's starting to really take force. I was at Dan Lissac versus Scroobius Pip last night, and it was a really good gig. I don't think it was as good as the gig in Crawdaddy about 6 months ago, but maybe I'm just being like, oh, the last gig was better. But it was really fantastic last night. If you haven't heard them, check them out on MySpace. I think it's myspace.com/ Dan Lissac, Scroobius, or it's not the full name anyway, so just Google them, Dan Lissac versus Scroobius Pip, and prepare to be enlightened. That was a great gig last night. So check out entertainment.ie for the gig listings, or you can, of course, go to thumped.com, which has a more kind of alternative gig listing, and some of the stuff that doesn't get listed up on entertainment.ie could be of interest to you, so check them out in thumped.com. Another gig that's happening on Saturday night, the gentleman who visited us here on the show a couple of weeks ago, Robotnik, he is releasing his debut album on Saturday night upstairs in Whelan's. It's €10 in, I believe, and the album is called Pleasant Square, and we have heard the song that I'm going to play quite a few times in the show, but that's because it's really good and I like it a lot. So we're going to listen to it one more time. This is People Walk Away from Robotnik from the album Pleasant Square, and do go down to Whelan's on Saturday night to join him and help him celebrate the launch of the album. Here it is, People Walk Away from Robotnik.
Very aggressive, very anxious. People walk away. Very bored and very cautious. People walk away. Very cold and very confident. People walk away.
You are listening to the Indie Hour on 103.2 Dublin City FM, and that was Robotnik with the track People Walk Away from his album Pleasant Square. As I said, he'll be in Whelan's on Saturday night, so head down there to help him celebrate the launch of the album. And you can keep in touch with him on myspace.com/Robotnik Music. And so moving on to the Niall Nine recommended segment of the show. As you know, Niall Nine recommends a track for us each week, and in keeping with the sort of summery weather, he basically has recommended a track from Toy. It's called Rabbit Pushing Motor. It is an old song. It's from like 2004, I think. But it's basically, he recommended it tonight because it's from his Summer Sunburn mixtape, which he put up on the blog today. And basically, it's a mixtape of lots of summery tunes. But I'm sure he has probably completely jinxed summer now that he has said that, you know, it's lovely and sunny. And, you know, here's a nice sunshine mixtape. It'll probably start pissing rain tomorrow. So you can thank Niall Nine for that. Check him out on niall9.com and on the Indie Hour, as recommended by himself. This is Toy with a Rabbit Pushing Motor. Enjoy. You're in a field with rabbits. There's a rabbit pushing a motor, and there's a toy. Yes, that was Toy with Rabbit Pushing Motor. possibly one of the happier songs that we've played on the Indie Hour in our short existence. It's sort of, you can definitely see the bunnies kind of running through the fields in that one. It's fantastic. So that was Toy with Rabbit Pushing Motor, as I said, recommended from 909.com. Check him out and do download the summer mixtape, and let's just hope that the summer sticks around. That would be really great. Also, there is our podcast, which we put up last week, I think. It's the April podcast, and it's a good one. I really like it. So you can check it out there on 909.com. And so moving on to the illustrious guests of our show, we are joined in studio by some old friends of ours. I think it was about exactly this time last year that you guys came down.
I think so.
Almost.
So
approaching Electric Picnic, I think.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. So we are joined by Habs and Tim, Ellis, Dave and Brian. You're all very welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so you're here tonight to talk about your second EP. I mean, the time that you were here last year, you were talking about the EP that you had released. It was this time last year, exactly, wasn't it?
Almost to the day, yeah.
Almost to the day.
The anniversary of releasing it,
obviously. Yes.
That's very good. So, now this EP, Haunt Me When I'm Drowsy, you're kind of sticking with the excellent titles.
The H's.
And so, tell us a little bit about the last year for you guys and some of the highlights and some of the lowlights. What have you guys been up to?
Well, Dave.
Well, Brian. It's been great. So it's basically a year since we've been in the public eye, I guess, or the public ear, more to the point.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we've managed to play another country, which was fantastic. That was at Eurosonic.
Yeah.
Over in Holland, we've got some great support slots, and people seem to like us still, which is nice.
You played the Electric Picnic last year.
We did,
actually.
And that was brilliant. That would be one of the highlights.
That was
people
cool.
Actually showed up that early. It was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I was there.
Thank you.
I mean, cool. Physically, I was there.
Mentally, you weren't there.
I think nobody was mentally there.
No, it was too early.
People were raving the night before. Yeah.
No, it was fun. It was great, though. It was cool. It was a very, very kind of calming, soothing start of the day. I think I actually went back to bed after, though.
We put you to sleep. You know?
Yeah, no, but it was great. We're gonna play some. We're gonna play, I think, two tracks from the EP, and you're gonna play something for us live. So you're gonna be releasing this on Saturday night. No. Sorry,
Saturday week.
Yeah. The 17th of May, downstairs in Whelan's.
Yes. The real Whelan's.
The real Whelan's.
Not the upstairs, yeah.
The Whelan's.
Have you been upstairs yet?
I have.
It's once. Very small. It wouldn't fit us at all.
we got asked to play a gig there, mm-hmm. and we just kind of had to laugh, not out of ego, just the fact that we won't actually physically fit on the stage.
Ridiculous.
So there's actually no way.
Ellis is just really, really fat.
Yeah. I've been trying to lose weight.
Yeah, you just can't.
But so, in fact, you guys are—you know—you've got the four core members of you guys here. But live, you're seven piece, really. That's how you're
approaching eight as well.
Yeah. Approaching eight,
nearly eight.
Somebody's pregnant. I mean,
Dave,
that's Ellis
said.
Again.
That's why Ellis is fat. My sister's moving to Dublin soon, so we're hopefully going to have a viola player drafted in as well. So
great.
We'll have three string players in the band.
Brilliant.
And we got two brass in there as well.
Awesome. Very good.
So, yeah.
So we're going to listen to a track called Medals.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
This track, actually, this was the one you guys were involved in the Tisch New York University thing.
We yeah. were?
Yes.
And we were very lucky.
Until worldwide scandal stopped our video getting played in Europe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is the most ironic thing.
Yeah, because
what happened?
We're going. You know, they were going over to Austria. We're doing this a couple of shows over in Austria in a festival, and basically
yes.
the sick man in Austria who locked his daughter in basement. But basically, there's a scene in the video where parents tie their daughter to a tree, and
right.
we got told that it won't get playlisted on MTV. Who
we didn't know anything about.
It was arranged to get playlisted, and it won't get played now.
And it's a pity because the video. We're really, really happy. We got a really good director.
Yeah,
and he was great.
Was really cool.
Because yeah. I went down to the Tisch thing at in the Button Factory, whatever mm-hmm. it was, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were sort of showing, I think it was 10 videos altogether,
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
different Irish bands like who else, the Coronas and Pamela Connolly and Super Extra Bonus Party, but yours was definitely, I mean, it was fantastic. Like, the video was great.
It looks like it was
really definitely up there, I gotta say. We had nothing to do with it, so I'm really happy with it.
And what was the director's name?
Danny Belkin.
Yeah. Crazy, fantastic.
Crazy guy. Very, very cool guy.
What a dark video, though, as well, but it definitely it really suited the song, I think, so it was great. Anything you'd like to tell us about this song? This is Ellis's sort of child.
this is my love song.
To who?
To you, Brian. This is the hit. We don't have very many hits, but I'll say this is the hit.
Okay. So. We're claiming this is it, at least.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Cool. Okay, well, on the indie air, this is the hit song from Haves. This is Medals. Enjoy. Medals from Halves there, and did a little bit cut off very quickly there.
Too long anyway.
It runs into the next song.
Goes on
so.
Too long.
And so now, like we were talking about the video before, which is really dark as that kind of song is, but also like even the whole EP, like the names are like the first track is Darkenings. You know, the second track is may your enemies never find happiness, or like even
a
the most
to live by.
even the most positive you know song title is like the lamp dies, a sleeping circuit wakes. So where is all this darkness coming from? Like even the sound of the music. Are you guys okay? I mean,
we need a hug. Yeah, big serious. Financial hug.
Serious financial. That sounds about right.
We're good, right?
I just, okay. I mean, those song titles are, I think they're good. I mean, I'm just kind of sick of really, really happy, lovey-dovey. There's something funny about things like,
yeah, they're not
may your enemies never find happiness.
They're not serious. Like,
they're not serious. Right. It's kind of our weird sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have some other ones lined up. The next EP will have very happy.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's the Alan Rickman one coming up. So
there's an Alan Rickman reference.
And so what, like, you know, how are you guys sort of working together on these recordings? Like we were saying that, you know, I guess one person will come up with stuff. I mean, am I right in guessing that maybe Tim and Ellis, you might do a lot of the writing, or is it like when it, coming up with original ideas, or is it
not really? I mean,
yeah,
everybody?
It's just everything.
I mean, it depends. Modest. Some people like I mean, it depends. We all come up with initial ideas for songs.
Depends what kind of song.
Yeah, and like for example, myself or Ellis, like we probably come up with quite a bit of a song before we kind of bring it to people, and then some of the people like Brian might come in with, like, you know.
I tend to the very very or loud ones or the or incredibly like quiet ones.
But I mean, whatever way, whoever comes up with whatever it is that starts off the song, we all kind of just jam it out. So it's not
put equal amounts of effort on the song. It doesn't matter who Blood. Starts it. It's just
gloom.
We really all contribute.
If one person starts it, we all finish it together.
Oh man!
See, we're okay. We're not need a hug or anything.
I could still do it.
So let's talk a little bit about this EP. Now it's long. It's a long EP.
Longer than the last one, anyway.
Which is no complaint or anything. Now, this was recorded at kind of lots of different locations around Ireland between August and December. August 16th and December 30th, 2007.
And a little bit in Sweden.
And a little bit in Sweden
a little bit
as well.
In Sweden, yes.
So tell me a little bit about the different places that you guys recorded this in and why. Why did you move around?
Financially.
Well, we did initial recordings because we thought, oh, you know, we'll just record some stuff, and not all of them turned out great.
Yeah.
So we did some of them in the studio first of all. And
yeah, we went into studio, you know, as most people would normally go into studio, and recorded a bunch of stuff, and then whatever we took from that, we kind of just, you know, went to someone's bedroom and recorded extra guitar or, you know, violin or whatever on top of it, and then we ended up going into Waterford to record the strings, and just we recorded a piano in another
secret location,
another studio which
bomb
we,
shelter
which we found. It's a really nice piano in it.
Yeah, we end like what is it? The last song was just all done in
various rooms of your house,
in our house. Mm-hmm. So the whole, pretty much, maybe not the strings, but everything.
We recorded like a harp in one bedroom, and then just for giggles, we moved the guitar to the other room and did it there as well. So we could say we recorded in every room.
Our parents were just kicking us out of each room. So
I distinctly remember playing the guitar in a stairwell, very very close to the edge of the stairs.
Actually, yeah, that did happen.
with the amp in the room beside me.
Yeah. So.
I'm always interested in, you know, when people record stuff in such sort of different spaces and then how you kind of put it all together like a big patchwork quilt. I mean, that's always in the mixing process, I guess. Did you guys were you very kind of hands on in that, or did you give it to somebody else? Or
no, we were all. It was very all. It was so. Us, pretty much.
Primarily Ellis, because he had more free time than the rest of us working.
You're big
men.
Student.
No. I know. Yeah, no.
But yeah, no. We basically, I think from the fact that the initial recordings didn't turn out the way we wanted from an actual studio, it was pretty clear that the mixing was going to go down the same route. So we just said, "Screw it!" I must swear.
We found out that we can do
better
it
better ourselves.
Yeah. We're just
did I mention he's the modest one?
The sound of cocky youth.
No, I'm just saying that. Well, the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's true. Jesus, it's true.
Alice is kidding, I hope.
No,
it worked out for the best. We, you know, we're gods.
We're very happy with
it. Oh my God.
Have the most modest band in Ireland.
Just Ellis.
Just kidding.
I know, I think part of us that we're kind of, you know, control freaks to a degree. We didn't want to relinquish, you know, control and let someone else have a go at it. It's our stuff. And all four of us are kind of, you know, interested in it enough. If someone loses a bit of interest one day, someone else would happily take it off their hands. So
that's great.
Between the four of us, we battered around. And
the only thing that actually really got done by someone else was the mastering, which was done in Sweden by this guy we admired. Yeah. We admired his work on another album by a Swedish band we'd heard, and we mailed him, I guess, and said, "Will you do our album?" And we haven't even met the guy. Sorry, it's not an album. Sorry.
EP.
It's a record.
A record. And so we just mailed the guy, and we haven't even met the guy, but he mastered our EP.
Nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
That's Magnus Lindberg.
Magnus Lindberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did the Jennifer Ever album. I don't know if anyone's heard of them.
Which is awesome, by the way.
So, you guys are going to play something live for us now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to play... something from the record. What do you want to
play? Ambersine.
Ambersine. Okay, great. So tell me something a little bit about this track that you can share with us, maybe.
This was one
it's
of our first.
One of the first songs we wrote
as a band.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did it not go into the first EP?
Well, the first EP we knew the idea of the first EP was to showcase three sides of us in three tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we had one weekend recorded too. So,
but also like the first song of the first CD, "Take Exact Revenge," covered, I think, one part of what Ambersine was to do later on. So.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Makes sense.
Cool. So you guys are gonna take it away, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe stuff
do
off the chain.
Doing some moving around of things.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
This is some ducks.
This is the sound of a band moving things around.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Cool. Take it away, lads.
We're good. Out of verse.
You are listening to The Indie, and that was Habs playing a live version of Ambersine from the EP Haunt Me When I'm Drowsy. And so it's nearly coming towards the end of our time together, because we're going to finish off the show with one of the longer tracks from the EP. But before we go away, guys, thank you. How did you feel that went?
It was good.
It's all right.
I miss my bass, but I'm okay apart from
really
that.
So let's talk a little bit about the album. When is the album coming out? When are we going to get a Habs album? Are you going to be an EP an EP band?
Oh no, the next album. We're gonna go away for a while and write some ace songs and then make an album.
Well, we're gonna shop around the new EP to people in Europe whenever we go.
Yeah, we got a good 9 months left in this, we hope.
Yeah, okay. But we'll be writing and recording. Yeah, but
yeah,
then,
I mean, we have a start on it. We have a bunch of songs that have been lying around for a while, and
right.
Yeah. But we'll probably write a bunch of more. You know,
would you recycle any of the songs from these EPs, or would you do that?
No, I don't think so.
One at most. Yeah, I don't know which one, but one.
If
at most.
I could re-record some of the first EP, I'd do that. But
I don't know. We'll see.
We don't really have a plan for it, but I think we kind of got high hopes with the new CD as far as industry types, so hopefully something will happen.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a house in Barbados and we'll go record it there.
Okay.
God.
And what you have sort of lined up this year is you're heading over to a very exciting festival in Austria.
Oh, yes.
the Transmission Festival. So tell us a little bit about that. That's and how did it happen, and you know how excited you are.
very, very.
Yeah, it all came about actually whenever we were recording Strings. Last October for the EP, and we just got a message. A random person sent us a message on MySpace asking for our contact details, whatever. But it basically ended up, I rang this woman and she said that basically she's putting on a festival on top of a mountain in the Austrian Alps, mm-hmm. in an amphitheater beside a big fortress. And basically it's Mogwai, Efterklang, Murkoff, Spiritualized, Tindersticks,
mm-hmm. Fun loving criminals.
Not that I find anywhere.
And
Another one of our favourite bands, which we can't announce but have just been confirmed, which we're very excited about.
Oh, and Milosh as well.
And Milosh as well.
Our good friend.
So we're doing some shows with Milosh as well, either side.
And I mean, would I be right in saying like Mogwai and Efterklang would be quite big influences of you?
Oh, of course.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. Alice's favourite band is Efterklang, and my favourite band is Mogwai.
So okay.
So we'll battle it out on a mountaintop at them.
Saturday night versus Sunday night. Yeah,
I'd say we could take you.
Yeah. That sounds... And how long is the festival, if people were kind of interested? Is there a website?
It's 3 days. It's transmissionfestival.com, and mm-hmm. the tickets are really cheap. It's like 30 quid a day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
three-day festival.
90 euro for the whole...
Weekend pass,
yeah.
Nice. It's only one stage, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no. There's the amphitheater, and then they're doing a series called the After Dark Shows, which is in a club down the road, like down the mountain.
where, down the road.
Yeah. So like Murkoff and like Johan Johansson are playing, but that kind of kicks off after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be it's just gonna be.
Can't wait.
Cool. Yeah. And when is that exactly? Sorry.
The 4th, 5th, and 6th of July.
4th, 5th and 6th of July. So do you think you'll be making a return to the Electric Picnic? You guys are, aren't you?
Hopefully. We'll see if people give us nice phone calls. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh no, you definitely are playing the Electric Picnic.
What? This?
I
what?
Read it.
You Where? Read it?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
If the stars.
If you build it, they will come.
I got really excited there.
Oh, I like
there.
That. Yeah. I like that.
I thought you got some lineup preview. I was like, holy...
Sorry. That was... It was intended to be nice, but it actually turned out to be
I got really excited
mean.
There.
It's okay. It's okay. Now Brian does need that financial hug.
Yeah.
No, we'll see. Hopefully. There's a few more things we got lined up, a few more gigs. We're doing a showcase
no
in
bees.
London as well.
No
and there are no bees. Yeah.
There's no bees.
We're doing a showcase in London, and there's a few more, hopefully, that we'll get word on in Ireland.
And the Austrian dates as well, outside the festival.
Yeah, we're doing a Vienna date and an Innsbruck date as well. So there's a couple of things lined up. We've got at least one gig every month for the next couple of months. So.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting as well, just to play a little bit, you know, outside of Ireland and it's outside of the UK, the British Isles.
That's where
you
we
know.
Belong, to be honest.
Definitely.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, the Vienna show, it's looking like we're playing the Vienna Planetarium, so we can do a big...
Stadium,
laser rock
stadium,
show.
Rock show.
Whoa.
Rock the stars.
Come on, planetarium. We're excited about that.
Planetarium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should bring your pyro mullets.
Oh.
There, got him.
Think some smack.
So, gentlemen, it is nice. pretty much coming close to the end. So, it's been lovely to have you guys back. Really
Thank
has.
You very much.
See you next year.
I love the
And I'm looking forward to the gig on the 17th of May, which is downstairs in Whelan's, not upstairs.
The good Whelan's.
What do you think about the sort of refurbished Whelan's downstairs? Do you think it's better?
It's really nice.
Yeah. I like
it. It's a bit.
It's nice sitting roomy when the fire is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pub itself is great. Yeah.
Yeah. But the pub is really nice.
Yeah, the pub is lovely.
I just keep hanging out in the smoking garden. I keep forgetting the downstairs is different.
Some things don't change,
exactly,
I guess.
I know.
Yeah.
Brian's smoking habit's one of them.
So this EP will be available. Tell me where. Pretty much everywhere. All decent shops. It is beautifully packaged as well, which isn't. There's not much point in talking about that on the radio, but it's as was the other one. You know, this is really gorgeously packaged.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
So people should avail of it.
Yeah.
Tower Road. I think City Discs. It's weird. We're kind of keeping it like low key here, but we're doing this big European and UK release.
We're actually getting it released in the UK and Europe through Cargo, so but not through Ireland. So which is strange. So people can buy it in all good record stores, and it will be, I think, online as well. Won't it?
You can buy it from our shop.
iTunes soon as well.
Yeah. iTunes,
or you can buy it in Prague, just not in Cork,
not in Kilkenny or Waterford.
Or you can come to the gig and buy it off us face to face,
and maybe
have a chat.
And I got a lovely present tonight. Actually, I got a Habs bag. Will there be some
for
Habs?
All you lucky there's ladies only, out there?
There's only 100 of them in existence.
Oh,
so
really?
Don't all rush at once.
Hyper limited edition. So
whoa, it's going to be like some kind of fashion moment.
Oh yeah.
It's everyone,
the
let's
new
hope.
Vogue.
So people can get in touch with you on www.ahomeforhabs.com.
Yep.
Any famous last words for us, gentlemen?
No bees.
We're going to be killed. No bees. And I think I just...
our famous last words. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks a lot, and see you Saturday week in Whelan's.
Hopefully. Nice. Come to the gig. It'll be good.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
You sound so convinced.
Good night, Vienna.
Good stuff. Okay, guys, thanks a million for coming down.
Thanks, Rebel.
And see you next Saturday.
Cool.
See you. Bye.
Thank you.
So, the Habs, the lads there, big thanks to them for coming down again. And definitely, as I said, check them out on homeforhabs.com and keep in touch with them about the release of the EP, Haunt Me When I'm Drowsy, as well as all subsequent releases. And also check out transmissionfestival.com. That sounds amazing. So it's time for us to say goodbye. I'm going to leave you with a track, my favourite track from the EP. It's called In the Sorrow, In the Fire. It's a little bit of a long one, but it's good. Worth the wait. So I hope you enjoyed. If you would like to get in touch with the show, please do get in touch with us on myspace.com/IndieHour, or you can go to our blog, which is indiehour.wordpress.com, where this show will be available as an MP3 podcast in probably a few days, or even in the next 24 hours possibly. We'll see. And thank you again for tuning in, and do stay tuned for the Mosh Bit. He'll be taking over at 10 o'clock. And so for myself, Aoife Mac, it's been another lovely week, and here is Habs with In the Sorrow, In the Fire. Enjoy and good night.
tonight.